Hey, how are you?
What are you up for?
You?
Okay.
Yeah. They heard you were coming.
Yeah.
They're starting to get nervous.
Yeah.
Give you a minute to get logged in here.
You're fine. You can go ahead.
It's not quite four.
Okay.
Okay, I got 4 o'clock. We'll call this meeting to order. Welcome everybody to the April Seymour Redevelopment Commission meeting. Roll call.
Mark Dennis.
Here.
JJ Reinhardt.
Here.
Nathan Tormelin.
Here.
Bonnie Good. Here. Tim Harden.
Here.
John Kelly.
Here.
We have a quorum. Thank you. Has everybody had a chance to take a look at the minutes from last meeting?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Thank you, JJ.
I'll second.
A motion and second. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Pose same sign. Motion carries. Any public hearings? Where'd the mayor go? Okay. Not seeing any. Any old business to discuss? Okay. Thank you. New business. BCA?
Good afternoon, Commissioners. My name is John Zodi. I'm going to introduce sort of two organizations. I think you all heard from Terry Lee, who's with BCA Environmental Consultants, last month to talk about the EPA Brownfield Assessments Grant that was awarded to the organization I work for, which is called CDFI Friendly Bloomington, and I'll explain that. I've got a handout, if you don't mind me passing it out after I speak, just so you have something to take away. But this organization serves 13 counties in this part of the state, Jackson's included. And we cover most of what's known as the Indiana Uplands Economic Growth Region. And so we are an organization that can help bring financing resources to community development projects across our region. A community development financial institution is a mission-based lending organization. So not a bank, but an organization, usually a nonprofit, that has lending capacity for mission-based purposes such as affordable housing, community development activity, food security, things that we all engage in the social service industry and that you as local government officials and others around the region might need help with some money for. So I was having dinner with a relative last week and they said, what is it you're doing? And I said, well, I'm trying to help bring money to community development projects across the South Central Indiana region. So I know there's been a lot of money over the last number of years through the American Rescue Plan and things like that coming to communities across the country. And as we get further and further away from the pandemic, there may be gaps in project financing. And so if there's a project out there in the community that has a gap that is purpose-driven, and we can also help expand small business, we can help you an alternative lender when a bank might not be able to help or when there's a gap in financing to produce housing. These are organizations that I help connect you with, so my job is to connect communities with the 1,500 community development financial institutions around the country to help get more project financing into communities. This part of the state has not seen a lot of financing from these organizations, which are about 50 years old, and so we want to see more of that come. And my organization started in Bloomington, was the first one in the country to sort of help lead people to these institutions around the country that can help bring financing into those projects, and that's where the Bloomington comes in. So I'll leave the handout with you. I don't want to take too long with your agenda here, but just want to introduce myself and certainly since you heard from Terry about the Brownfield Assessment Grant that the city of Seymour has and that our organization has as well that can help Jackson County, we certainly look forward to being partners where we can and help you do what you need to do here in Seymour and in Jackson County. So I'll be happy to take questions, but I'll leave it there.
Does anybody have any questions?
You had mentioned connecting people to lending institutions on projects. Is there a maximum range on that dollar amount, or is there a particular area you're looking to fill dollar-wise, or what size of projects?
It can range to several million, and it can be as small as thousands. So there are certain institutions, great question, Commissioner Harden, that will help a small business expand, and some will do no more than 50,000 or no more than 100,000. On housing projects, so we, most of the organizations that you hear about, a CDFI or a community development financial institution will engage in housing, childcare, small business expansion. And when I say small business, we also look at maybe some agricultural lending as well. Certainly we want to be mindful of USDA and all the other lending partners that are out there. But projects that communities are unique, that are original and unique to that community, of course. And most of these organizations tend to lend in areas that have had economic distress or are trying to improve per capita income or what have you in the community. So there isn't really a financial limit to what they will necessarily do, but they help them, they can help fill gaps as well.
I just have one question. I assume you're fee-based?
I'm sorry?
I assume you're fee-based?
The loans do have an origination fee associated with them and usually a closing fee. When we partner an organization with one of those lending institutions, there are some fees associated with that.
Is that your only funding?
Our organization is funded through some public dollars and through some private bank dollars. So we partner with banks. That's another sort of important function here. Banks, through the Community Reinvestment Act, work with community development financial institutions around the country to make sure the lending capacity of a community is covered, right? So if a bank doesn't do something, a community development financial institution might be able to do that. So so we have some funds from banks as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Looks like there's no other questions.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Zucker.
Appreciate your time.
Cole?
Good afternoon, everybody. A couple items I wanted to go through with you on this financial update. We'll start on page 16 on your guys' contracts page. Specifically, the 3 Second Street has numbers at the bottom there. At the top, you'll see some of them look like they've been way over expended. This is not actually the case. Chad and Melissa and I are working hard behind the scenes to get new total contract amounts for not just those, but every other contract as well. We're going through each one, finding total contract amounts, making sure we update all those on here, as well as amounts expended, excuse me. But as we update these, I'll let you guys know at meetings. It's gonna take some time to go through back through all of that information that has happened with each and every one of these. There's a lot of contracts. So just to let you know, it might take some time, but we'll get all these sorted for you, and you'll have accurate numbers on those, and I'll keep updating you guys as we get those. Besides that, the main TIF fund you'll see has been reimbursed for the Jackson County Education Coalition payment from the Tech Park Fund. And you also notice the large Second Street claim has hit the fund balance now as well. And March ended at $1.945 million roughly. Of course, spending cash down quite a bit there, but cash is still in good shape. You guys will end the year at about $3.7 roughly. That is all I have for this one. Unless you guys have any questions.
Any questions for Cole? Doesn't look like it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Claims. Has everybody had a chance to take a look at the claims? If there are no questions, I'd entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Pose same sign. Motion carries. All right, is there anything else to come before the commission this afternoon? Mayor, anything? Anybody in the audience? Okay, if not, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thank you, JJ.
I'll second.
We got a second. Meeting adjourned. Thank you. I think I did. 9 minutes, 16 seconds. But we're still going. I hit the square button.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for doing this with time.
Yep.
Yeah, for some reason it lags a lot there. I'm going to ask the company why it does that. Maybe they can fix that lag.
Maybe it's the whole thing.